I have entitled this next audio, My Supernatural Debt Cancellation, because I want you to see very clearly that you can have supernatural debt cancellation. I want you to see from this audio that you can have hope of supernatural debt cancellation right now. There is no debt too large for God's supernatural debt cancellation to wipe out in your life. I want you to declare right now with me, I may be in debt, but debt is not in me. Let's say that again. I may be in debt, but debt is not in me. I believe the Lord is my help, and He has helped me to walk out of this debt situation. I factor in His supernatural debt cancellation, and so I believe and declare all debt is wiped out of my life right now. I am about to share with you a most powerful debt cancellation scripture that has the potential to give you a new picture in your mind of the debt that has been in your life too long now, being totally wiped out even this very day. Luke 4, and we'll start with verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. In Leviticus 25, you will find Israel was told by God to set the 50th year to be a year of jubilee, when all debts were canceled. In Luke 4:18, Jesus read from the book of Isaiah, and we just read that to you. Jesus was declaring that day that this scripture had come to pass. The jubilee became a person that very day, and not just a year in time. Jesus, our jubilee, has come, and he is living in us now. We have been liberated from the curse of the law forever. We don't have to wait for 50 years to be out of debt. Jesus is our trumpet of freedom. He has freed us from slavery to Satan and his godless world system and debt. Jesus has freed us from sickness and disease, fear, debt, lack, and poverty. He has freed us to receive the fullness of the blessing of the Lord. Now let's make these very, very important declarations over your life right now. Jesus, the debt canceller, is now living on the inside of me. And he has preached to me that this is the day the acceptable year of the Lord is fulfilled in my life. And that means Jesus, my Jubilee, has canceled all debt in my life. He has released me from all debt. Jesus is not only my Lord and Savior, healer, supplier, provider, financier, but He is also my deliverer from all debt. For He is my debt canceller. The gospel to the poor has been preached to me. And with that anointed word on my life, I am no longer poor, and I am no longer in debt. Jesus, the debt canceller, heals the brokenhearted of the pressures of debt. And now Jesus has healed me of the broken heart that was created from the pressures of debt. I am healed of a broken heart of debt. Now I am able to prosper because my soul is prospering. In the supernatural Word of God that releases supernatural provision to me. Jesus, the debt canceller, who delivers the captive, has now delivered me from the captivity of debt. I am delivered from the captivity of debt. I am no longer a borrower and a servant to the lender. I lend to many, but I never again borrow from none. I am living a life of debt freedom. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, the debt canceller, gives recovery of sight to the blind. And He has recovered my sight from the blindness that came with debt and kept me blinded from what the Spirit of God was trying to tell me. I have my sight back, and I now see what God wants me to see. And I do what He tells me to do. Jesus, the debt canceller, sets at liberty them that are bruised from the beating up of debt. And now He has set me at liberty, who was beaten up with the financial pressures of debt that weighed on my mind, once weighed me down. I speak to you, debt, in Jesus' name. I command you removed from my life and my household. The The debt canceller is living on the inside of me now. And I receive manifestation of debt cancellation. Every debt is obliterated now. Jesus is your Jubilee debt canceller. And so now let's look at least three ways God uses to provide you with supernatural debt cancellation. The first way God has of providing supernatural debt cancellation is He will provide finances or use what we have in our house to pay off the debt. Here's an example of this found in 2 Kings verse 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? She said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all these vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. The New Living Translation says of the last verse 7, Now sell the olive oil and pay your debts. There will be enough money left over to support you and your sons. This woman's debt was paid with what she had in her own house. She recognized what she had in her house, and then she obeyed the man of God who told her exactly what to do with it. She not only paid the debt, but she had enough left over to live off of the rest. Let's look at another story in the New Testament where God canceled debt. Luke 5 verse 1, And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed him. That day Peter's fishing business avoided bankruptcy, after Jesus, The debt canceller told him where to drop the nets. If you are behind on paying your taxes, you will want to meditate this scripture. Matthew 17, verse 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he came unto the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children, or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free, notwithstanding lest we should offend them. Go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee. Declare with me right now, that happens to me all the time. That happens to me all the time. Supernatural tax money has come to me. Supernatural tax money came out of a fish's mouth to pay Jesus and Peter's debt. Declare it right now. I receive supernatural finances. The Lord would give me through creative ideas, witty inventions, or using what I have in my house. And I will go and pay off the debt and live off of the rest. The second way the Lord provides supernatural debt cancellation is He reduces the debt or completely removes the debt. Matthew 18 and verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. This man was in terrible debt, as they say, up to his eyeballs in debt. I have been told this man owed about 7 million ounces of silver. That certainly was a lot of money to owe someone, but he was loosed of the debt, forgiven of all his debt. Declare with me right now, that's happening to me right now. Supernatural forgiveness of all debt. In Nehemiah 5, Nehemiah found that the poor Jews were being taxed by their leaders, and they were being taxed in such a way that they were losing their land, they were losing their crops, they were losing their families. They were put in a no-win situation where that debt was concerned. Nehemiah 5, verse 1. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren of the Jews. For there were that said, We, our sons and our daughters, are many, therefore we take up crop for them, that they may eat and live. Some also there were that said, We have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn, because of the dearth. There were also that said, We have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought unto bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. and I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, Ye exact usury, every one of them his brother. And I set a great assembly against them, and I said unto them, We, after our ability, have redeemed our brethren, the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will ye even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer. Also I said, It is not good that ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise, and my brethren, and my servants, might exact them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses. Also the hundred part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil, that ye exacted them. Then said they, We will restore them, and we require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests, and took an oath of them, that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap, and said, So God shake out every man from his house, and from his labor, that performeth not this promise, even thus be he shaken out, and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, and praise the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. Be reminded from this scripture that the Lord hears your cry for help with any debt that you may be in. The Lord is faithful and true to His word that He is your debt canceller, and He is working on your behalf at the present time to bring forth supernatural debt cancellation in your life. Now make this faith confession with me. I am reminded by this story of debt cancellation in Nehemiah 5 that I too walk with God, and I walk in a win-win situation. With the Word of God, I am in a win-win situation. I am experiencing a debt removal that comes from a higher place in a higher way. Matthew 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Colossians 2, 13. And you who were dead in trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, your sensuality, your sinful carnal nature, God brought to life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note, the bond, with its legal decrees and demands, which was in force, and stood against us, hostile to us. This note, with its regulations, decrees, and demands, He set aside and cleared completely out of our way by nailing it to His cross. Thank you, Jesus. Now declare this with me right now. Jesus was not only my debt canceller for the note that stood against me, the debt of my sins, but He is also now the debt canceller for every note of financial debt in my finances. The third way the Lord provides supernatural debt cancellation is that He moves on others to pay the debt. Let's make this confession. I open up my heart right now to believe and receive supernatural debt cancellation from the Lord. I also open up my heart to believe the Lord will lay on people's hearts to pay off the debt. In the book of Philemon, we see where Paul had an account and he paid off the debt of a slave. Philemon, verse 10, I appeal to you for my own spiritual child, and I'm going to avoid pronouncing the servant's name, meaning profitable, whom I have begotten in the faith while a captive in these chains. I am sending him back to you in his own person, and it is like sending my very heart, not as a slave any longer, but as something more than a slave, as a brother, Christian, especially dear to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh as a servant and in the Lord as a fellow believer. If then you consider me a partner and a comrade in fellowship, welcome and receive him as you would welcome and receive me. And if he has done you any wrong in any way or owes anything to you, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write it with my own hand. I promise to repay it in full. And that is to say nothing of the fact that you owe me your very self. Paul told them to put this debt to his own account. Paul was taking care of this slave, this servant's debt, this brethren's debt. Now confess with me, I see the Lord's intervention in my life, moving on others who will pay in full all financial debt I have incurred. And yet, here is another story in the New Testament, in Luke 10:30, of someone else that paid the debt of another. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay this. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that sheweth mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Here again is another story where someone paid the debt of another person. When you hear such stories, you need to declare, that happens to me all the time. That happens to me all the time. Meditating these scriptures will cause faith to arise in you, seeing others pay off all debt for you as well. Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. My own story of debt cancellation is a supernatural one as well. In October of 1974, when my husband and I purchased our home, we got a 30-year mortgage. We did make a good down payment on the loan. As I have already taught you about the ways God uses to eliminate debt, one of them being that He will use others to pay off the debt. We did have, from time to time, someone give us money without our asking for it, and we used that money to make payments on the house mortgage. When our son was born in June of 1977, we had already decided I would quit work and stay home with our son. After I had quit my job and I was home, one day the Lord spoke to me to set a time we would be out of debt for our home. I then spoke to the Lord that we would be out of debt at the end of the year 1977. At the end of the year, and not before or after, we received the rest of the money to pay off the 30-year mortgage. In other words, we paid off a 30-year house mortgage in 3 years and 2 months. Now that's supernatural debt cancellation. So let's make this confession. God is my source, and I put no pressure on people. I believe right now that God is speaking to people who pay off my debt in full. I put pressure on the word of my covenant that releases me from all debt. I give, and it is given to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall others give to me. I have the debt cancellation factor in my mind, and it is working in my financial situation. The blessing manifestation of God's glory is exploding in ways and intensity like I have never seen before. The blessing is encasing me. I walk in the secret place of Jehovah the Most High God, and in my intimate time with Him, I am blessed in His blessing, blessed in His glory, blessed in my pocketbook or billfold, bank accounts, investments. All debt is now getting up and leaving me. The way leprosy left the lepers in the Bible. I am no longer depending on natural monies. Natural debt and natural abilities. For what the blessing of God's glory does for me. I cultivate the glory of God and contend for the supernatural glory of God and the glory of God arises and dries out all lack and debt in my life. I make a quality decision that from this time forth, I will never borrow money ever again, because I bring my tithes and offerings to the Lord and spend time with Him, and He teaches me and shows me how to remain debt-free as well as other godly wisdom I have never heard of before. I will take advantage of these things and remain financially blessed. I am blessed beyond measure, beyond all natural income, beyond all natural salaries, beyond anything I have ever known before.